8:39. Uncle Dean in for Row. 720 WGN. Happy Valentine's Day, one and all. I'll bet some of you are getting ready for a fancy night out for Valentine's Day dinner. Come on, let's go to Olive Garden. I'm Olive Garden, a very fine restaurant. I got to tell you, be honest with you, not my favorite night of the year to go out to eat. Restaurants are crowded. The wait staff is pressed. You don't get the best service. The food is not the best.
Nothing says romance like unlimited breadsticks at Olive Garden.
You know what? There's something to be said for restaurants with consistent quality. But, you know, you go to you think you're going out to a fancy place, you're going to drop some coin. And, you know, they're crazy busy. The food isn't good. The service is bad. It's not worth it. I mean, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, Mother's Day, probably the worst nights of the year to go out to eat. Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, your Chicago Tribune. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Dean.
Always nice to have you with us, hopefully on a good cell line. Let's see if it happens this time. You there, Phil? Uh-oh.
Classic technical difficulty.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm here.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
All right.
Just had to wait for the cell to click in.
Do you,
I don't know if you could hear me, Phil, while you were on hold.
I can.
But when I was talking about not my favorite night of the year to go out to eat, yet this is a, you know, if you don't go out to eat on Valentine's Day, you're kind of a jerk.
I'm in a unique position. I suppose you are, too, that I can no longer impress my spouse by going to a restaurant because she goes with me to restaurants all the time.
Right. She is the unofficial dining critic of the Chicago Tribune.
Exactly. Like she's right. She's the and so, yeah. So I on Valentine's Day, I stay home and cook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what will you be preparing this evening for Mrs. Phil Vitale?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a joint project because Paula ran to the store and found some she wanted. So it's looking like a lobster tail, New York strip, and maybe some risotto.
Oh, very nice. A little surf and turf.
Yep. A little pretty easy to do. I got that steak hopping around in the sous vide machine right now, so I'll leave it there for a couple hours.
Very nice.
And put some heat on it and see what happens.
Yeah, very, very nice. So I know ideally if anyone was going out for Valentine's Day, they made the reservation a week ago or even before. But you always find out about places that do have tables open at the last minute, places you can go last minute for Valentine's Day. What are some of your ideas?
I sent out a note on social media and I said, hey, everybody, if you got any tables left, this would be a really good time to know about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll put the word out and get in.
Right, right. So what did you find out?
I found out that Saturday is going to be a lot better than tonight for those people who aren't completely hung up on the it has to be on the 14th.
On the date itself.
But, yeah. Right, but for instance, Barbus K, which is an influence restaurant that I like very much at 1450 West Chicago Avenue, they have early tables tonight, and I think they have said they have something. They have some stuff after 9.
What kind of food do they serve? Barbus K, you're going
Barbus
through
Barbus K,
yeah,
right. So,
but what kind of food there?
It's mostly Spanish, small plates.
Okay.
They do a lot of fun presentations with conservas, the canned fish that Europeans and Spaniards in particularly love.
All right.
And, there's a restaurant out in Deerfield called Bobby's Deerfield and Cafe Lucci, same owner. One's in Deerfield, one's in Glenview. And the owner tells me she has some availability tonight and tomorrow night. Cafe Spiaggia, which is Spiaggia's little brother, I suppose you'd say. More pastas than not on that menu, but right next door to Spiaggia uses the same kitchen.
Yeah.
And they're not full.
Now, Tony Mantuano has essentially retired, right, from the Spiaggia brand?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that he moved to Italy. Is that correct?
Yes. You know? I don't know if he's moved permanently, but he and Kathy are out in Italy and just having a grand old time.
Wonderful.
Contemplating what their next move will be, if in fact there will be a next move.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's talk about quality of life, right? You work hard. You work in a kitchen. Tony has been behind some of the best menus in Chicago. Worked hard all of his life, and now is enjoying himself living in Italy. That's a kind of a dream come true.
Kind of is.
Yeah. Okay. So, Cafe Spiaggia, outstanding
right.
Italian food there. Any other quick
mm-hmm.
picks? Yeah.
Let's see. I've been hearing from the Don Juan Restaurante people. That's up in Edison Park, 6730 Northwest Highway, and. Anyone that says he has good his some availability tonight and tomorrow night.
Okay.
Eaton, a very progressive American restaurant out west, 1748 West Lake Street. They're not full up. Of course, they're doing a tasting menu that's $150, which might explain why they're not full up, because it's kind of expensive. But there's a vegetarian version for $110.
Okay.
But they can get you in.
5:50, the Rokan Show. Dean Richards filling in tonight. Talking love and romance. It's giving me one of those WNUA flashbacks that I get once in a while. Back from my smooth jazz days. But it's all about the romance tonight on Valentine's Day. If you're going out to dinner, but you haven't made your reservation yet, restaurant critic Phil Vitel may have some ideas for you, or even just some ideas, Phil, of what you think are the most romantic restaurants mm-hmm. in the Chicago area. Geha's Cafe, they promote themselves as being the most romantic restaurant in town. Do you think it's a fondue restaurant? Do you agree with that?
Well, it depends on what you're at. I always tease them by saying nothing says romance than a dark atmosphere, you know, when you're staring at your intended across from a boiling pot of oil. Because that's kind of how you cook the lobster and the meat.
That is very romantic, yeah.
And stuff like that. And then, you know, you get some cooking oil. So the other thing is that romance is that when you get home, it's really not hard to talk the other person out of their clothes because there's so much cooking oil on there.
Right, right. Your clothes smell like food, right? Yeah.
But in every survey that I ever do about most romantic restaurants in Chicago, Geha's is always at the top. They love the wine program. They love how dark and moody it is. They like the idea of the communal, the shared eating when you're dipping your whether steak to begin with and chocolate marshmallows later.
Right.
One of the things a lot of people do is they have dinner somewhere, and then they try to get into Geha's very late and only get the chocolate fondue.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. And maybe a little champagne, something like that.
Exactly.
Nice.
A little champagne, a big pot of chocolate with some bananas and pound cake and strawberries to dip and sip.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. What are some other choices for romance in restaurants?
You know, I always think French. That's just me.
Yeah.
So I always think of Oceanique up in Evanston on Main Street there. I think of the newish, because it's about 2 years old now, Marquesa at 535 North Wells. That's always very done up and looking great. There's a restaurant out on Lake Street called Boulevard, but it's spelled BLVD.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to just know that you're supposed to sound that out.
Right.
They have that. They've got bling to spare up there. It's very Hollywood, very, 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 very nice. And I like steakhouses always show up on people's idea of romance, probably because steakhouses are so usually so nicely decorated.
Expensive.
Yeah, they are, you know, but you can always get lobster tail, right? And you can always get this and that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a pricey night out. And
do you
RPM.
While we're on the subject of steakhouses, do you have some favorites? Because I think Chicago Cut is still mine. There are some very,
right.
very, very good ones, but some that I also think are very, very overrated. I've never had a bad meal at Chicago Cut. Harry Carey's,
no.
which is, you know, they are a steakhouse, but, you know, it's also great Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
They deliver fantastic steaks there as well.
Yep. Yeah, they're buying prime there, and that's a big part of it, I think. And they know what they're doing because they've been doing it for how many years now? It's got to be closing in on, it's got to be past 25, right?
Yeah, I would think, right. Yeah.
Right, and RPM Steak has, you know, that's the place. The first time I walked in, I said, I should have gotten my tuxedo because this is really glitzy, glamoury kind of looking. You don't have to have a tuxedo, but I felt like I was almost, I've got that martini in my hand and my steak on the way, and I'm thinking, yeah. I am so grown up right now.
Yeah, you want to look like James Bond when you go to a place like that.
To the extent I can, and the tuxedo is about where it begins and ends. That's it.
What about some of these restaurants that are, you know, like super five-star restaurants, like the most expensive restaurants, do you think for the most part they're worth it? The ones that put on, you know, big circuses and they are, I don't know if they're my least favorite restaurant, but all of that is lost on me. I think that, that just is me, not...
You have to have the mind frame for that. For one thing, at restaurants like that, and we're talking Alinea, and we're talking Oriole and Smith and the big ones, you are, by definition, surrendering control of the evening. You're going to sit down, and they're going to bring you dishes, and they're going to wow you. It's not going to be, would you like this or that? Would you like... And a lot of people like control. And critics really like those kind of restaurants because we love just getting two or three bites of a thing, and then we taste it, we get it. Okay, good. Now give me something else.
Right.
But there are some people, including a good friend of mine who is a huge wine buff. He really has a great palate. He knows what he's talking about. And he says, I want a veal chop. I want to be able to have it and contemplate it and take my time with it. And I don't want to say goodbye after 2.5 swallows.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be in that dish for a while, you know? That's a different school of thought, and it's perfectly valid. It's the way we've been eating for 100 years.
How much should you expect to drop in a restaurant like that? $500?
Per person, yeah. But certainly in Alinea, it'll be like that. You might save a little at those other ones I mentioned, Smith and Oriole. But I would say you should be thinking $300 a person, and then double check the prices to make sure I'm not out of date on those.
Yeah, and they don't have endless salad bowl or anything at Alinea,
right,
do
right.
they?
Yeah. It's not an all you can eat thing. Although I do say you certainly do get an awful lot of different things to taste.
Yeah.
But you have to be in that frame of mind where you say to yourself, I've done the veal chop, I've done this chicken dish, I've done everything. I want something that will just challenge my perceptions and provide ingredients I've never heard of, much less known how to work with, and I want that kind of expertise and that kind of effort.
Yeah, and it's the experience, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
You get dressed up, and it's mm-hmm. more than just I was hungry when I got there, and I'm not hungry now.
It's, right, exactly.
It's something you know, for the eyes and ears, and for the senses.
There's sometimes a participatory element too, where you're expected to pick up this thing and knock it against that thing, and that's how the dish is absolutely finished.
Yeah.
It can be as simple as a little shell that you have to crack into to get to the dessert. After the remodel, I went to Alinea, and one of the things they did after a first couple of courses, they said, "Okay, everybody up, we're going into the kitchen," and then we're suddenly going into the kitchen and we're manipulating this device to make a drink, and everything's happening in the kitchen, and then they took us back to the dining room, and in that interim, they had reset the entire dining room.
Wow.
And so...
I guess that's something. Everyone has to decide if that's worth $500 a person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody has their comfort level, and everybody's got their... I mean, I spend on things like that, but I've never paid more than $50 for a shirt, so there's a whole...
Everyone's got their thing. You can
draw their line and say, this I value, and this I can do on a different scale.
Right. So you can read Phil in the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com. Good luck with your surf and turf and your risotto tonight. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Mrs.
Happy
Phil.
Happy to you.
Thanks, Phil. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.